Good evening, and I would like to welcome everyone to our Purium Health Products Wednesday Night Consumer Education Conference Call series. We get together every Wednesday night to talk about different health challenges, topics, nutritional supplements, and just general health information every Wednesday night here, same time, same place. My name is Amy Sandoval, and I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products, and we have a special guest with us tonight. We have our naturopathic doctor, Michael Woolfield, that's going to be on the line with us tonight as we discuss detoxification. We all know that we live in an extremely toxic world, and so we're going to try to provide some information because we believe here at Purium Health Products that knowledge is power, that when you're knowledgeable about something, you have the right tools to make a decision to do something about it in your life. So that's our goal here at Purium Health Products, is to provide you that knowledge to help you make an informed decision about your own health, well-being, and quality of life. So I wanted to start out and just say thank you, Michael, for being on with us tonight. We really appreciate you taking time out of your really busy schedule.
My pleasure, Amy.
Thank you. Well, I wanted to start out by saying it's kind of crazy that we all, as parents, those of us that have parents, or maybe we're an aunt or an uncle, or we're a brother or a sister, and we want to take care of our family. We want to do everything that we can to protect those younger members of our family. If we ever hear of abuse, of child abuse, everyone gets disgusted. How can people do that to a child? And you've probably heard, Michael, that child abusers get treated the absolute worst in prisons. It's just the lowest, the lowest of the low. But what's absolutely crazy is that without knowing it, as parents or as caregivers, we actually may be almost abusing our children with the food that we feed them, with the toxic elements that exposing them to as we clean our house, or we make our hair all pretty and spray it really, you know, firm with all this hairspray, and, you know, make our house smell good with all this air freshener and things like that. We actually might be abusing our children by introducing humongous levels of toxins into.
Yeah, not to mention we're abusing ourselves.
Well, exactly. Exactly. But oftentimes, sometimes we don't care quite as much about ourselves.
That's true. That's true.
As we do our children, or what's even kind of comical is our pets. Sometimes I'm talking to people and I'm saying, well, this and this and this with your health, and they're not really listening. And I say, well, but when you do this for your dog or for your cat, and they're all ears. And it's really, I find it kind of comical. So we wanted to talk tonight about toxins in our environment, that our environment is so full of toxins everywhere we look, or everywhere we breathe, everything that we drink. We are potentially getting exposed to toxins, so many toxins that our body really cannot deal with them anymore. So, Michael, why don't you're a naturopathic doctor. You've been in this industry for a long time. You've seen a lot of people. You've talked to a lot of people. Can you just give us your take on what toxins are doing, you know, to this generation, and some of the reasons or some of the things that we need to do to try to counteract them?
Well, sure, Amy. I think we can start off with, you know, what are these toxins? And this is no surprise anymore. The Environmental Protection Agency, the Center for Disease in Atlanta, a number of government agencies as well as private organizations are having to admit, because you can't hide the facts anymore, that tremendous amounts of toxic chemicals are introduced into the environment every single day. And the number of these things increase every year. That's what's amazing. That I just read recently that some 4,000 new chemical compounds that are known to be potentially very deadly are introduced, have been introduced, and no one even knows what the potential side effects are, but we're allowing this stuff to come in. So,
yeah,
it's just totally crazy. And I think part of the problem, you know, we're in a political, you know, this is a political year, and sadly, I say to people over and over again, I'm not trying, I don't want to get into a political conversation here, but one of the things I constantly say to people is as long as our political candidates are going to be supported by the large corporations, which is the case, whether we like it or not, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, they're both receiving humongous amounts of money from large corporations. As long as that's going to happen, the corporations have a lot to say about what goes on in our country. And so the only real vote that counts, I'm not saying you shouldn't vote, we all got to vote, but the real vote that counts is how we spend our dollar bills. And if we will start supporting the small companies, we'll start supporting people that are furthering organic, you know, gardening, that are doing things that are pro, you know, health and environmental consciousness, then we're voting in the right way. Because if we stop giving money to Monsanto and all these big pharmaceutical companies, guess what? They will not have the kind of money that they can influence the candidates as much with. So then we're really making an impact.
Absolutely.
So that's my you know, soapbox statement, which I think.
Well, I mean, I've heard there's been a lot of kind of motivational speakers and things like that say you can't necessarily change the economy, you can't necessarily change politics, but you can change your philosophy. And I think
exactly.
That equates to exactly what you said. We can
yep.
make those companies go away, like, just by doing it, but by not buying their products, we can,
exactly.
we can do something.
Well, you know, the thing that was so fascinating, and I'm sure, you know, we'll hear something like this come out again, but in 2004, about a month and a half before the presidential election with Bush and John Kerry, Monsanto had the, what I consider to be the audacity, to come out and admit that they had donated over $1.5 million to reelect George Bush, and they also gave $1.5 million to John Kerry. So in other words, they're going to cover their butts.
Right.
You know, and cover their bets. And I mean, that's what we're up against. So as long as those kind of people have the kind of money to spend, hey, you know, that's where we lose our power.
And so we know, yeah, exactly, we've lost.
And these are the people that are, and Monsanto is notorious for producing toxic chemical products.
Exactly, and what's kind of crazy is we have things set up like the Environmental Protection Agency, we have, you know, all the municipalities have their own health departments to do testing, but they're not testing for all these toxins,
no.
testing for heavy metals in the water. But what I found interesting is I read a report the other day that when the Environmental Protection Agency tests, they set limits for only one metal at a time, that a lot of times they do not take into consideration the aggregate of all the metals in the water. So, yes, you're only getting a teeny itsy-bitsy part of lead and a teeny itsy-bitsy part, say, of mercury, but when you add all those itsy-bitsy parts up, you're getting too much of a toxic load.
Mm-hmm.
So these agencies that have been set up, they're really not protecting us.
No, they're not. I mean, a good example of this is recently, it was mind-boggling, and it really blew people away, but the FDA actually came out to say that they had recognized there was good evidence that amalgam fillings would introduce mercury into the system, which could be very detrimental to your health. People were just amazed that the FDA said that.
Wow.
At the same time that they said that, the American Dental Association came out with their own statement saying that as far as they were concerned, there is no concrete evidence to point to the fact that amalgam fillings are dangerous.
Hmm. Well, interesting.
Yeah. So in other words, there's this tug of war going on. But obviously, as we as consumers become more educated and more knowledgeable, then we're not going to buy these kind of incredibly goofy reports.
Exactly, and we all know it. Sometimes it depends on who's funding the study,
yep.
the way the result kind of turns out, and
yep.
so you have to look at some of these studies with a you know, a close magnifying glass to see who funded the study, who's going to benefit from this study.
You definitely have to find out where the money came from.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, I mean, just to kind of summarize, I think what we're trying to say, and most people that are involved in Purium Health Products or that are on this call probably already know that toxins are everywhere.
Yep.
I mean, can you just name maybe a few things in our household?
Well, basically, I mean, look at it this way. If you live in a home that is more than 20 years old, and a lot of people do.
Oh yeah.
There's very high likelihood that you have exposure to asbestos, that you have exposure to lead, that you have exposure to arsenic, not to mention PCBs and a number of other, you know, chemical compounds that can actually break down over a 20-year period.
Right.
So in other words, you know, and so, you know, these people, all right, well, I'm going to go move into a new house. Well, the new houses are, in fact, sometimes worse.
Because you've got off-gassing, what, from the carpets, the chemicals?
The carpeting, you've got all this particle board that is glued together with very toxic compounds that can outgas for, not thousands of years, but can definitely outgas for, you know, 100 years.
Well, then I'm just going to go live in my brand new car. What do you think about that?
Whoa, I think you're going to be in bad shape.
I'm just kidding, but isn't your vehicle, when you get a new vehicle, and people are like,
it's the worst.
I love that new car smell.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Amy, because it has been shown. You know, you can go to a car wash, and they'll give you you can have a choice between pine and ocean and whatever kind of fragrance you want.
Uh-huh.
You can actually choose new car smell. And that new car smell is formaldehyde.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
I'm serious.
Isn't that what we?
And if you look, I was just looking the other day. There was two brand new cars sitting on the sidewalk that they hadn't taken their stickers off. One was a Chevy and one was a Honda, but they're all the same. I'm not picking on those two. They're all using the same stuff.
Right.
Both of these cars had stickers that had warning labels saying that the interior contained ingredients that have been shown to be carcinogenic.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This is scary stuff. I mean,
it's real scary.
We send our even if we say we are the most environmentally conscious person and we
right.
completely rid our household of these things, when we go to church, we send our kids to school, when we go shopping at the mall, we honestly just cannot get away from it, I don't think, living in North America today.
It's tough. It's very tough.
Right. So, I mean, so it is a fact that we have to deal with toxins.
Yep.
And honestly, our body has mechanisms built into it. God made mechanisms in our body to deal with toxins. But what I think has happened over the years is there's been so many, chemicals and all these things produced that our body gets to the point, like it's a tipping point.
It's overwhelmed.
Is overwhelmed. And just
give you an idea of this. Biological anthropologists have determined, we all know what the fight or flight syndrome is. You know, it's like when you get,
right.
you know, in a position where you got to react quickly or whatever. Okay.
Exactly.
It's been determined that our bodies today are not that different than the bodies of somebody that lived 50,000 or 100,000 years ago. Okay. We don't change that much. And the biology of the human body, that the fight-or-flight syndrome was designed so that if we're being attacked by a wild animal or another person or we need to get out of a dangerous situation quickly, we can do it. And the way we do that is the body produces huge amounts of chemicals that stimulate movement. That's how it works.
Right.
These chemicals that the body produces are incredibly toxic, and that's how it gets the body into what was known as super strength. Okay.
Oh.
So if you do not use up those chemicals, in other words, so if you have a situation where you're being chased by a lion and you start running, okay, you're going to use those chemicals up, and hopefully, you know, you won't get eaten by the lion, okay?
Right.
But the point is, when you've expelled all of the energy that you had, those toxic chemicals have been burned up. They've done their job.
Oh, but what you're saying is right now all these toxins have overloaded our system. It's
exactly.
fired up all these chemicals, but we're not running.
We're not getting rid of them. In fact, most people will have not.
Yeah,
most people don't have a fight or flight syndrome once a week. Many people have fight or flight syndrome symptoms four times a day, and they have three times before they even get to work because someone cut them off on the freeway.
Wow, so your body has almost poisoned itself.
Exactly. So, for, you know, even if we lived in a perfectly clean environment, our body is still doing us a big unfavor because we are not in tune with it, and we are asking it to do things that it was not designed to do.
So basically, if you ever, say, go out to eat, if you go to school, if you live in a home, if you drive a car, if you have stress, you are exposed to toxins. Whether
you're toxic.
Exactly.
You're toxic.
So we can't get away from it.
Right. So the question is, what do we do about it, and, you know, how do we contend with it? Well, I think
One other thing to say, though, is a lot of people think that, say, a newborn baby is absolutely pure. It hasn't been exposed to anything. But isn't it true that really isn't reality?
Well, no, because that baby has been exposed to mother. And mother is still walking around with the same problems that all the rest of us have. The same exposure that each one of us have when we get into a new car or a new building or an old building, or we drive by a power plant, or we drive by, you know, like in Long Beach, for example, where you've got all those oil refineries. I mean, it's endless. So in other words, that mother is overwhelmed with the toxic load. Now, nature, the good Lord and Mother Nature are quite amazing. Because nature will do everything in its power to keep the toxins out of the baby. Everything. I mean, at the expense of killing the mother. It's that amazing. Okay. So what studies today are showing is that the number of toxic chemicals, the number of heavy metals that are being found in the umbilical cord of newborn babies is off the chart.
And that's even after the body going to such great lengths to try to filter it out.
So in other words, it simply means that the human body, that mother's body, is completely overwhelmed, and the natural defense systems that the body puts into effect to keep those toxins isolated from the baby are not working the way they're supposed to, because there's too many of them.
Right, and would the same thing be happening with breast milk as well?
Oh, breast milk. You know, a story that I think is phenomenal is a fairly well-known doctor who first learned about, you know, how zeolite works, was you know, pretty amazing, and had a couple of mothers who had just given birth to babies. And both of these mothers had been on organic, nearly raw food diets for 2 years before they even got pregnant, okay? And so they both lived in fairly clean environments. It wasn't really, you know, it wasn't like New York City or, you know, Los Angeles. I mean, it was a relatively rural type of thing. And within a couple of, I think it was about a month and a half, both of these mothers, and they didn't know each other, but they were going to the same doctor, both of these mothers found out that both the child were experiencing colic and had rashes. And so, you know, they go to the doctor and they're saying, well, you know, what's going on here? You know, and this doctor is like scratching his head saying, you know, this makes no sense whatsoever, because you are eating only pure food. It's organic food. You have purified water. You have relatively decent air to breathe. And so, you know, this is weird. Because these are toxic kind of reactions in terms of what this person was used to seeing. And so he suggested that each of these mothers express some milk, and they sent the milk to laboratories. And the laboratory report came back, it blew the guy's mind. Because both of these women, who were in their late 20s, had PCBs, had lead concentration, had arsenic, had molybdenum in high super concentrations, and all sorts of other toxic chemicals that, you know, were being constantly put into this newborn baby, which that baby was not designed to be able to handle.
Right, and obviously with the rash and the colic,
right,
or the crankiness.
Yeah, so in any event, you know, he had only heard about zeolite, figured, well, let's try it. So, you know, both of these women started using zeolite, and within about 10 days to 2 weeks, he did another test, and the lead content and the mercury content on both of them had gone down significantly.
Wow.
And so he became a believer in the power of detoxification, especially in this regard, because the advantage of using zeolite over other types of detoxification products, you know, whether it be EDTA, which is not a good choice because it can be really harsh on the body, even doing things like chlorella and, you know, the green juices, which we of course promote and we've had good results with. The problem is, if you're only going to do that alone, in many cases, because people are so overwhelmed with toxins, their liver is totally overwhelmed. And as they start to detoxify, their liver really gets backed up, and then they have what's called a detox reaction, which is nothing more than the liver simply screaming, saying, I can't handle this.
Deal with this anymore. And then
that's what detox reaction is. It's just that the liver is backed up.
And basically, it's kind of like the toxins are recirculating around the system and just can't be eliminated from the body.
Yeah, because the body will not eliminate something until it has been evaluated and neutralized by the liver.
By the liver, okay.
And so if the liver is backed up, it's like an assembly line. You know, it's like, hey, if one piece of the assembly line isn't working, you don't get the finished product.
Exactly. And then
same with this.
Piling up on the conveyor belt, then they start falling off.
Exactly. So the advantage of using zeolites is that zeolites, because they are a little structure that have a very strong charge, they can take into its own structure things like mercury, like lead, like PCBs, like benzenes, because they have the opposite charge, and so they're well attracted to each other. And the reason why it's so good is because this is like a little cage structure, and so the toxin is then trapped inside of the zeolite structure, and because it is trapped, it is seen by the liver as being neutral.
Already, so the liver doesn't have to work to process it.
The liver doesn't even look at it. Now, that's one advantage. The second advantage is because the zeolite has the ability to do this, the zeolite will actually enter the liver also in time, and we'll start pulling the toxins out of the liver.
Because the liver is almost, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, it's like a little sponge or something. It just kind of it's soaking up a lot of those toxins. And
well, I don't know if I would call it a sponge, but it's an incredibly complex computer.
Right.
And so it has storage capacity, but the storage capacity is limited compared to what it's being asked to do.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, so basically its main function is to act as a computer to decide what gets absorbed, what gets thrown out, the production of enzymes, the production of a host of chemicals that are part of the metabolism of the body. And so it's doing all these functions along with having to process a toxin. And when you start putting toxic load in the body that is 10 or 100 times greater than people were exposed to even 50 to 100 years ago, it's no wonder that the liver ain't working.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. It's like when you put too much food, or have you ever peeled potatoes and then tried to shove all the skins down the garbage disposal?
Right, exactly.
And it's like, stop, and it just stops.
That's a great analogy, because that's really what's going on. And unfortunately, Amy, what most people think about when it comes to detoxification is the first thing and the last thing that they often think about is, am I having a bowel movement every day?
Right.
And granted, that is very important. You don't want your colon not working. But the truth is that the colon and the feces that comes out of the body is only one mechanism for removing toxins. And those toxins that the colon removes is basically the hard and the fibrous and the material that cannot be passed out either through liquid or gaseous forms. So you've got the lungs detoxifying, you've got the urine detoxifying, you've got the skin detoxifying through sweating.
Right.
And if all those systems are not operating effectively, you could be having a good bowel movement every day, but you still could be quite toxic.
Absolutely. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit, people are thinking, well, maybe I'm not toxic. What are some, I don't know if you want to call them signs and symptoms, but because I really personally believe that everyone that lives in North America is toxic.
Right. Well, I can tell you this. You know, my wife and I, when we were first introduced to zeolite, we sort of said, well, gosh, you know, we have a good diet. I mean, we eat organic food. We probably try and eat 80% raw. I mean, we live a mile from the ocean. We have relatively clean air. We have a solar distiller in our backyard. So, I mean, we're drinking clean water. And so I said, well, all right, you know, I'll give it a try. I mean, I read the stuff about it, and it sounded interesting. So I tried it. And the first thing that I noticed right off the bat, within about 2 to 3 weeks, is my morning brain fog, which I thought was just part of the normal thing of being on this planet. It started going away.
Oh, wow.
And I started finding that I was waking up a lot more alert, and it didn't take me 10 minutes to say, where am I?
Right.
So that was the first thing I noticed. And the second thing I've noticed is that I would say, over the last 10 years, I typically would get a relatively, you know, good case of a cold or a flu, you know, maybe once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And knock on wood, that has almost gone away.
Wow.
And so I'm convinced those kinds of, even medical doctors will tell you at the same time that they tell you to take a decongestant. Most people who have any sense know that a cold is the body's method for getting rid of waste products. It's trying to flush the body out with, you know, through the mucus. The excess mucus is pushing toxins out. So when you take a decongestant and when you stop that mucus, you're doing exactly what the body doesn't want you to do, because the body then has to figure another way to get those toxins out.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. But I mean, let's look at zeolite just real quickly here, because I think this is really fascinating. This is what really got my attention. When I first was introduced and we started talking about it, and you read about where zeolite comes from, to me, this is absolutely miraculous. Zeolites are formed. There's only one way to make a zeolite. Now, you can make them synthetically in a laboratory, but they don't work, and they actually can be dangerous. But the natural zeolites that are formed are all created when volcanic ash that comes out of a volcano, a live volcano that's erupting, when that volcanic ash comes in contact with seawater, it then produces a chemical physical reaction that creates these little zeolite structures that have the ability to absorb toxins.
Wow.
Now, one of the things I think is so phenomenal about that, Amy, is that typically, you know, I mean, we live out here, so we're, you know, we remember Mount St. Helens when that, you know, blew its top. And volcanoes are going off all over the place. There's no doubt about it. And for the most part, you look at a volcano, you know, the same way you look at an earthquake or anything else. You say, well, you know, this isn't a good thing. Well, there are those people who say there is no such thing as a bad thing.
Right.
That we don't always see what's going on.
There's always a silver lining.
There's always a silver lining. And so when you look at the fact that on the surface a volcano looks like this incredibly devastating natural occurrence that can kill thousands, if not millions of people, hundreds of thousands of people, as it has done in Japan, along with eliminating villages and cities.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, it's producing a substance that allows our bodies to get rid of excess toxic material that we ourselves have created through our so-called modern society.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome that Mother Nature and God has really given us all the tools that we need.
Well, not only that, but think about the fact that the good Lord foresaw that we were going to make a mess of this planet,
right,
and started making this stuff. Some of the zeolite is millions of years old.
No, you're right.
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, I mean, there's things like, I mean, I've been reading a lot that, like, arthritis, Alzheimer's, fibromyalgia, lupus.
There have been probably, I would say, a good dozen people who have reported using zeolites that have completely helped them get rid of their fibromyalgia symptoms.
And we're not saying zeolite cures anything. We are not doctors. Well,
no. In fact, the thing that's interesting is that zeolite cannot cure anything because all zeolite is a vacuum cleaner. Zeolite has no nutritional composition whatsoever. It does nothing but remove junk from your body that you don't want in there. That's all it can do.
Right.
So if you take zeolites and then you start to see that your fibromyalgia symptoms are better, you notice that, you know, the cancer that you had is improved, well, are you saying the zeolite has cured anything? Absolutely not. But what the zeolite has done is it's removed a toxic load from the body. So now the body can do what the good Lord intended it to do, and that is go about its own repair work.
Exactly. You know, it's kind of like, you know, maybe some people know, like, your dad's like, oh, yeah, I can fix that, whatever's broken around the house. But the garage is so messy, he can't get to his tools.
Exactly. That's excellent.
It never gets fixed. But, if you clean the junk out of the garage and he can get to his tools, then he can go fix it. And that's what the zeolite is. It's cleaning the junk out.
Yep.
Getting it out so your body's tools can work properly to fix the problems.
Yep. And keep in mind, the thing that's interesting about zeolite, it will only stay in the bloodstream in your body for 6 to 7 hours maximum. At the end of 6 or 7 hours, you're going to urinate 99.9% of it out. And, you know, it's all going to be gone if it isn't already. And so if you're doing a thorough detoxification, it's important to take zeolite every 6 to 7 hours to keep it in circulation.
Oh, that's a great point.
That's point number one. Point number two is I get this question all the time. Well, how long do you think that I need to take zeolite? Let's say someone's dealing with a severe medical problem. Well, I don't care what it is. Fibromyalgia, cancer, arthritis, it doesn't matter what it is, okay? Their body's obviously got some junk in it. So they go on a therapeutic dose of this stuff, and they start using maybe 5, 6, 10 drops 4 times a day, whatever, okay? And so people will, let's say they see some improvement or whatever, or people who don't even have that kind of problem just want to do a thorough cleanse, and they work up to doing, say, 5 to 7 drops, you know, 3 or 4 times a day. People always ask, saying, well, how long should I keep taking zeolite, you know, even if I go back to doing a maintenance dose or whatever? And my response is always, well, you can do what you want to do, but as long as I live on planet Earth, I'm going to take it for the rest of my life. Because until I see our Earth becoming a cleaner place, we are constantly being exposed to this stuff, so it only makes sense. Let's stay ahead of the game.
Exactly. Well, we've kind of established that the world is a toxic place. We can't get away from it until we pass on, I guess.
Right. That's it. That's about the only way you're going to do it, yeah.
And I don't want to do that anytime soon. There's too much.
No, I'm not ready yet. No, exactly.
And that it's completely natural. It's formed by nature. In your opinion, would you say it's safe for anyone from children to the elderly to even pets to take?
It appears to be perfectly safe. I know there are several. I know personally of 4 medical doctors who use this in their practices and have given it to pregnant women, have given it to lactating nursing mothers, have given it to even young babies, have given it to pets. People have used it effectively to put on their skin for various situations. I mean, there have been people who have actually, believe it or not, applied zeolites topically to lesions in their skin and seen improvement. And you say, well, obviously this is curing something. Well, no, it isn't. Yeah. It's simply helping the body to remove what is interfering with the skin's own ability to take care of the abnormality.
Right, right.
And so that we always fall back on that. In fact, that's what I think. See, the reason why I am so happy to be a part of, you know, Purium Health is because we don't claim anything other than the fact that nature and the good Lord know what they're doing. And if we take any credit for anything, it's just that we're using a little bit of sense to take advantage of what nature is producing and bringing it to, you know, the marketplace so people can use this stuff. But, you know, we haven't, there's no such thing as we don't create anything.
Right.
All we do is use things and make them available. And I think that's the difference between what we say at Purium and what so many other people are saying, because people will, they will promise you the moon. And to me, it's a lie, because nothing will cure anything. And Hippocrates, 2,500 years ago, said it clearly. He said, the body is self-healing if you give it the right tools.
Exactly. So this is just a tool that...
It's a tool. It's like you say, it's a toolbox. You know, you can't get to the toolbox until you clean out the garage to get to it.
Exactly, exactly. So tell us how, you told us what a therapeutic dose might be, 5 to 7 drops four-ish times a day. What would a maintenance?
Well, the best thing to do is this, is start off with one drop 3 times a day.
Okay.
And it works best if you put it in a green drink. And, you know, there's a big, we could go into a whole other talk just about that. But it's going to work best in a green drink. If you're not comfortable doing that, you can put it in the cherry juice. You can put it really almost in anything. You can put it in coffee. I mean, it doesn't matter what you put it in. But if you put it in the green juice, it's going to give your body the best resources to work with. So I suggest doing one drop 3 times a day for at least 4 or 5 days. Then go to 2 drops. Then go to 3 drops, then go to 4 drops. And just allow your body to see how it feels. Now, if you remember correctly, a little while ago, I was talking about the fact that the liver gets backed up, and so that's what causes a detox reaction. We start getting flu, or we feel sluggish, whatever. Okay, if you take too much zeolite, you still can experience some type of detox reaction, but it's a different type of reaction. But still, you want to back off, because sometimes it's going to be very uncomfortable and you're not going to deal with it. But what's happening is there are times when the liver will take advantage of its ability to get rid of stuff. And if you're taking too much and your liver's too overwhelmed, your liver can start going into a dump. And that will cause uncomfortable situations. It's not dangerous, but, you know, I always say keep the dose that you're doing so that you're manageable, so that you don't feel, you know, overly tired or overly stressed, because if you do, you're not going to keep it up.
Exactly, exactly.
So just use your own, you know, judgment. And, you know, and I think that most people who are listening, you know, I mean, I think it's phenomenal that, you know, Purium Health, I mean, I'm not patting myself on the back, but I think it's just amazing that, you know, that you and Dave, you know, have the good sense and the integrity that we offer naturopathic counseling to anyone that calls us. I mean, you don't even have to be a member, and, you know, and people can call me. And I think that what we're offering in Purium is real education and real support, not just simply trying to sell something.
Absolutely. I mean, again, like I said at the beginning, we believe, Dave and I believe, that knowledge is power, and so we want to provide as much education and knowledge to people so they can make their own informed decisions.
Yeah, and keep in mind that knowledge is power, but it's up to the individual to then apply the knowledge to make it work in their own life.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I know that you have another commitment that you have to be to tonight.
Right, and I think, yeah, and we want to remind everyone, I mean, if you haven't tried zeolite yet, this is the time to do it, because it's on sale.
It's on special this month. We have a buy one, get one half price all through the month of September. If you've been thinking about using zeolite and just haven't tried it yet, this is definitely the time to do so. So please visit our website at www.phporder.com. Recommend this call to friends and family members by having them call the replay line starting tomorrow afternoon at 212 212- 561-8911. This call will run for 1 week's duration. We will also put this call up on our website where it will be permanently archived, and you can access it directly through the website, again, at phporder.com by clicking on the Education tab and then clicking on Listen and Learn. So we encourage you to share this call with anyone you know, because as Michael and I discussed, every person out there is probably overburdened by toxins and will feel a difference when they start to rid their body of those toxins. And again,
it is amazing. I mean, it's just if you've ever noticed, if you live in an apartment or a house and you haven't had the time to really do a cleaning, you haven't vacuumed, you haven't really done, you've been busy. We all have that, and then you just simply take a time and you say, all right, I'm going to really clean my house, and you do a good job. And you walk in later after you've done all this work, and it's like you can't believe how much better your house feels.
Right, exactly.
And that's the way it is with this. I mean, until you do it, you won't believe how much better you can start doing it. Some people notice reactions of improvement within days. Some people, it takes them months. I mean, we're all unique. But, I mean, the point is if you start getting the junk out of your system, it can only be an improvement.
Exactly. Absolutely. So please log on to the website, read more about the product. We have a great fact sheet you can download. You can read more about it. I believe there's a previous call on the Education tab you can listen to if you want to listen to more information about the fulvic zeolite that we offer. We offer it in 1 ounce glass bottles. And again, through the whole month of September, we have buy one, get one at half price. Which is a really phenomenal deal.
It's a great deal, yep.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much, Dr. Wolfield. You've shared really awesome information.
Well, my pleasure. I just want to remind everyone, if you have any questions about not only the zeolite or using it, or any health concerns using our products, or just a health concern that you're confused about, you're always welcome to call me at 800-962-LIFE. That's 800-962-5433, or ask phpdoc@gmail.com. And that information is, I believe, in the back office.
I believe it is, yes.
Yep.
So, well, great. Well, I want to thank you again and have a great rest of the week, and we will talk soon, and everyone keep using their zeolite, and let's do a little bit of detoxification every day to just help our body deal with that toxic load that, unfortunately, there's nothing that we can do to really eliminate that completely. So let's just give our body the best tools that we can to deal with all this stuff that we that's left out of our control.
Well said.
Thanks, Michael. Have a great
night. Take good care. God bless everyone.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.